Hey everyone, I'm Carlo Broussard and this is another Majus Moment. Do you want to live life to the fullest and be happy? If so, then you don't want to define your life in terms of what we call at the Majus Center, the comparison game, which is intrinsically involved with level 2 happiness, ego comparative advantage happiness. The comparison game is basically the game of asking who's achieving more, who's achieving less, who has more popularity, more power, more control, more esteem, more money, the better house, the better car, better clothes, etc. No matter what the outcome of the game is, win, lose, or draw, negative emotions are inevitable if one is defining his or her life in terms of winning the comparison game. Obviously, if the level 2 dominant person loses the comparison game, well then that person's not going to be happy. That's self-evident. But you'd think that if the level 2 dominant person wins the comparison game, well then that person would be happy, right? Actually, nothing could be further from the truth. You see, if the level 2 dominant person wins the comparison game, well then that person is going to constantly be worried about losing the comparative advantage. And that's going to lead to an obsession with doing anything and everything he or she can to keep the comparative advantage and stay on top. That's going to lead to narcissism, because all of one's activities are going to be focused on self. And that, in turn, is going to incapacitate one to love. If a person is only concerned about him or herself and being better than everybody else, well then, there's no room for concern and care for others, in which case, there's no room for love. And finally, that's going to lead to a state of loneliness, because nobody wants to hang around an egotistical jerk that's incapable of love. Now, even if the level 2 dominant person draws or obtains equal status in the comparison game, negative emotions still ensue. Ego sensitivity and fear of failure remain, because that person is going to fear losing the equal status. Suspicion is going to set in. John's working extra hours just so he can outdo me. And that's going to lead to resentment. So living for ego satisfaction alone, level 2 dominance, which is a form of happiness that our culture emphasizes very strongly, is definitely not the recipe for human happiness. But, one may ask, does that recipe for human happiness involve the ego comparative advantage if I don't make it my dominant form of happiness? We'll have to save the answer to that question for another Majus Moment. I'm Carlo Broussard with the Majus Center at majuscenter.com.